Recording this on opening day, Thursday morning, September 7th. This is episode 26 of a promised 52 or more of season 8 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters, celebrating 40 years. And on the 4th of each month, Hooters hosts throwback events featuring 83-cent wings and other great specials. Remember, they have $6 drinks all day, every day. That's Hooters. We had a very, very fun time at Hooters for the first time since pre-pandemic. 2019, we had the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Draft event at Hooters earlier this week. Two leagues, 10 teams per league, and going to tell you all about it coming up here in a few moments. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com for your fantasy football questions. Twitter and Instagram at ToddWright2121 and Facebook, I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Before we even get started, not sure when you're going to hear this, probably more like Friday after the Thursday game between the Lions and the Chiefs, where at the time we're recording this, it sounded like Travis Kelce was going to go through a workout on Thursday to try to play on Thursday night on a hyperextended knee that I certainly saw in our fantasy drafts impact his draft status in one particular league where he dropped because of the question marks about his availability to start the season and whether or not that injury would linger or continue to give him problems. But whenever you hear this, good luck starting your fantasy football season. This is supposed to be fun. The fact that I can do this for 8 straight years, and it's not like this is the last year, but I'm appreciating a run of 8 years doing the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm in my 9th year commissioning the Fantasy Football Foundation, my personal league that I talk about on air. Talked about the draft in that league last week, how nobody wanted the number one pick. I ended up with it and took Christian McCaffrey, which went against the grain. And what happened after that? So let's review. So good luck. And remember, play your draft board. Play your draft board. There was a reason you picked them when you did. So let them either earn their job that you picked them to play. I say don't get cute early in the season. Matthew Berry, who's great, often says don't get cute late in the season or in the playoffs. I think you have more of a sample size to tweak things later in the season. We don't have a sample size for opening day. You drafted someone as an RB2, you play him as an RB2. You drafted someone as your wide receiver 3, you play him as a wide receiver 3. If they play their way out of the gig, they play their way out of the gig. If someone you draft lower outperforms them, it's not a bad thing for you. That validates the later draft pick. And you can make that decision then week 2, week 3, if you're going to make a change in your lineup. So good luck with everything. Email me any questions. I'll be happy to give you a second opinion. Remember, I don't set your starters. I don't love emails. I have blank, 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 and blank. Start to go. No. Tell me about yourself. Tell me who you got. Tell me why you got them. Tell me what you're thinking. And then I'll give you a second opinion, right? I want to know where you're coming from on this. Those are the emails that I love. And I got one in particular I loved from a gentleman in Jackson, Mississippi over the past couple of days. Okay, so we are 2 leagues again this year, like we were in 2021 for the Fantasy Podcast. And I call one league the League of Champions because half the league has won a podcast league championship in a prior year. It could have been a year we had one league. It could have been a year we had 2 leagues. It could have been one year we had 3 leagues. Remember, we had the Moneyball League one particular year where I played against everyone. Honestly, I should have done that this year. I could have done that. Played against everyone and only built my team with free agents. But that's really, really hard. So I had forgotten about that. Okay, well, maybe I'm better off. So in the League of Champions, champion from 2021, Tony Tega, picked first and did take Justin Jefferson, as he did last year in the podcast league. Matt Jones, a prior, he won the Moneyball League a number of years ago. He took Ja'Marr Chase. Chris Martin back after a redshirt year. Chris took Run CMC. Jeremy Roberts from one of my biggest sponsors, Brandon Legal Group, playing this year. He took King Henry at four. Captain Morgan, our defending podcast league champion from last year, then took Tyreek Hill five. Kevin took Travis Kelce six. So it's interesting. Oh, wait, we still have one more league champion. Yes, Rob Wright and Bill Eisman. I'm sorry. Morgan takes Tyreek Hill. Kevin Weiss takes Travis Kelce. Did not devalue him and may not have known, because Kevin keeps busy during the day. When he made the pick, I know Captain Morgan said, "Are you not aware of the news?" Kevin took Kelce six. Scott Heckathorn, who has catered for us and done so many things for my golf tournaments, Scott is back this year. Nick Chubb at seven. Rob Wright, one of the most aggressive fantasy players I have ever seen, about to welcome his second child into the world with the lovely Mrs. Wright. Bijan Robinson at eight. Then Robert Cabala Jr., a terrific Todd Wright Tour captain. Austin Eckler at nine. Then Bill Eisman completed the first round. Bill is a former league champion. Rob Wright is a former league champion. Bill Eisman took Saquon Barkley to finish the first round. Then the second round, we snake backwards. Here started the run on quarterbacks. Early second round, Bill Eisman takes Mahomes. Then Robert Cabala Jr. takes Josh Jacobs, sort of a throwback, going running back for Robert Cabala Jr. Then Rob Wright takes Jalen Hurts. Then Scott Heckathorn takes Josh Allen. Then Kevin took Lamar Jackson. So we had four quarterbacks go in a span of five picks to open the second round. Then Morgan takes A.J. Brown. Jeremy takes Stephon Diggs. Chris takes Devontae Adams. Look at these wide receivers now going. Matt takes CeeDee Lamb. Tony takes Amon-Ra. Then Tony wraps around and he gets Burrow to start the third round in a 10-team league. So he got his quarterback. Then Matt gets his quarterback with Justin Fields. So six quarterbacks in the first 22 picks. Chris then goes Garrett Wilson. Then Jeremy with Joe Mixon. Morgan takes Jahmyr Gibbs. Kevin takes ETN. Heckathorn takes Waddle. Rob Wright gets Pollard late third round. Tremendous value there. Then Robert Cabala Jr. takes Najee Harris. Then Bill Eisman takes Aaron Jones. We'll do one more round with this draft. Fourth round, Bill Eisman takes DK Metcalf. Robert Cabala Jr. takes Cooper Kupp. That's obviously a very dangerous pick based on some of the things we're hearing. Then Rob Wright takes Ramondre Stevenson. Scott Heckathorn takes Olave. Kevin takes Devontae Smith. Morgan then gets his quarterback in Justin Herbert. Jeremy takes Calvin Ridley. Chris takes T. Higgins. Matt takes Deebo Samuel. And Tony takes Mark Andrews to finish the fourth round. So that was the League of Champions first four rounds, and I just don't have time to go deeper into that because I have a couple other things that I ultimately want to get to. I like a lot of what happened there, but the run on quarterbacks early in the second round and just how many quarterbacks went early. Told you that would be a trend this year. None went in the first round, and then suddenly they just started to fly off the board. But you see Jefferson going at the top. McCaffrey went third. King Henry went high to Jeremy there. Bijan Robinson near the bottom of the first round. Tremendous value on some wide receivers late in that second round. And then Burrow, first pick of the third round. Let me, before I forget it, where is the email from the gentleman from Biloxi, not Biloxi, I'm sorry, Jackson, Mississippi, who's been listening for a while, and he sent me the results of his draft and also said he wouldn't mind if I mentioned him. And why can't I find him now? This shouldn't be that difficult to do. Okay, I'll pull this up a different way. In the meantime, let's go. Sorry for the delay. I thought that would be easier to find. I couldn't leave the window open. Let's just jump ahead. I hope to get to that gentleman's email. I apologize to him. I apologize to all of you. That's not good radio. That's not good podcasting. Here is the sort of yet to be named podcast league that I'm the only returning league champion because I had to run this league. So I couldn't play in the League of Champions thanks to Captain Morgan for running that particular draft and doing it in roughly 40 minutes. No one wanted to take a break. So they did 10 rounds, 13 picks, no break in roughly 40 minutes in our live draft at Hooters going on right next to the draft involving myself and a lot of really, really good people. John Senning, representing Drew Garabo live on 102.5 The Bone, had the first pick. First time for John being a part of this. Drew played last year and was at our live draft at West Chase Golf Club. Sean Sullivan of Bill Curry Ford picked second. Then we had a surrogate, Doc, a two-time champion from the Foundation League, who just wanted to come have a good time and have a beer. And I told him, bring your draft materials. I may need you to be a surrogate and draft a team that I can then offer to someone else who wants to play remotely. So Doc drafted third. Then Greg Barker, a longtime podcast league player in multiple leagues, picked fourth, also a Todd Wright Tour captain. The Papa John's team, Mike and Chuck, Papa John's huge supporters of my podcast and golf tournaments, picked fifth. The Sage, Ira Kaufman, from JoeBucksFan.com, picking sixth. He's gotten much – I keep saying he's gotten much better in fantasy. He's very good in fantasy now. The only thing he doesn't have is a title. I beat him head-to-head in the championship 2 years ago. We're beyond saying Ira is an improving fantasy player. He's a good fantasy player. He just wants a title. Bengal Ralph, so thrilled to see this man. The biggest ambassador of the Todd Wright Tour, I guess, along with Dave Wirth. He's had a rough time health-wise, and I gave him and his wife a huge hug when he walked into Hooters. Bengal Ralph with his wife Cindy sitting next to him at 7. Then Mark Fitzpatrick, always a fun guy, Todd Wright Tour supporter, podcast league player, played in the Foundation last year. At 8, I picked 9th, and Scott Curran, Todd Wright Tour captain, jumping in with us for the first year at number 10. So here we'll do the first 5 rounds here. John Senning took Justin Jefferson. Then Sean Sullivan of Bill Curry Ford took Ja'Marr Chase. Then Doc took Tyreek Hill 3. Doc took Tyreek Hill in the Foundation League at 6, went ahead and took him here. That left Christian McCaffrey on the board for the 4th overall pick. Greg Barker took him, and that started a run of running backs. Papa John's took Austin Eckler. Ira Kaufman took Nick Chubb. Bengal Ralph took Saquon Barkley. Mark Fitzpatrick took Derrick Henry. So then I'm on the board, 3 wide receivers gone, 5 running backs gone, and damn it, I went ahead and did it. I took Josh Allen. Now, I want you to think about something. What did I tell you about Josh Allen? Number one fantasy player the last 3 years. Simple as that. Nobody has produced more fantasy points over the last 3 years in my scoring settings than Josh Allen. So, sure, I can wait and hope he's available with the second pick in the second round, depending on what Scott's going to do. I've never played in a league with Scott. I have no vibe on what Scott might do. But do I want to sweat out 2 picks? This is my chance. This is one of those, if you want them, take them. And there was no player I wanted more. And this is my last draft of the year. So I'm not going to sweat it. Did I think Josh Allen might be there? He might. But let's just take the guesswork out of it. I took Josh Allen at 9 overall, knowing I'm going to get a quality running back or wide receiver three picks later. So then Scott, ironically, at 10, took Jalen Hurts. Would Scott have taken Josh Allen? I didn't ask him. But there might have been a cause and effect there. I'll find out from Scott at some point. I'm going to see him at my next golf tournament if he would have taken Josh Allen there. My guess is he was going to take Jalen Hurts there anyway. But Allen and Hurts, so our first round was three wide receivers, then five running backs, then two quarterbacks. Scott opened the second round with Garrett Wilson. Then I feel I got tremendous value. Excuse me, let me take a sip of coffee here on this opening day of the season morning. Bijan Robinson there. I took him over Tony Pollard, even though I'm a Cowboys fan. I just think Bijan Robinson is going to be such a focal point of a Falcons offense that honestly I don't think is very good. So yeah, I'll take the rookie, Bijan Robinson, and took him second pick of the second round. Then Mark took Tony Pollard. Then Bengal Ralph took his man Joe Burrow. So yes, Joe Burrow goes before Mahomes, albeit with Bengal bias to Bengal Ralph. Then Mahomes went. So we had four quarterbacks go in a span of seven picks, late first, early second round. Ira took Mahomes. Then Papa John's took Kelsey. Greg took Diggs. Doc took Jacobs. Sean took CeeDee Lamb. And John Senning took Amon-Ra St. Brown. Third round went Mixon, Etienne, A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown, third round. Devontae Adams, third round. That's what happens when the quarterbacks go early. Then Jahmyr Gibbs, fifth pick of the third round. Then Waddle, then T. Higgins, then Justin Herbert, eighth pick of the third round. Then I took Devontae Smith. At this point, the draft's not really falling my way with what I want to do, but I like Devontae Smith. I expect even more out of him this year. He made a big step last year in a big-time offense. Najee Harris went last pick of the third round. Fourth round, Scott took Ramondre Stevenson. So at this point, I can go with my second running back or I can get a second wide receiver. I didn't love any of the running backs here in this spot. Early fourth round. So I chose not to take Aaron Jones here. I chose not to take Alexander Mattison here. I took DK Metcalf. Perhaps one of the best conditioned athletes in the National Football League on a playoff team from last year with the same quarterback, the same head coach, the same play caller, very accurate quarterback. Metcalf gets more attention in the red zone than any wide receiver based on last year's numbers. I've never owned DK Metcalf. So this is becoming sort of my never owned draft. I've never owned Allen. Obviously never owned Bijan Robinson. Never owned Devontae Smith. Never owned DK Metcalf. After DK was Debo, Olave, DJ Moore, then Justin Fields. Because in Chuck's words to Mike at this point, Justin Fields is just going to run. Then Trevor Lawrence, then Lamar Jackson. So three quarterbacks go kind of middle of the fourth round. Aaron Jones, Alexander Mattison, and the fourth round. I want to bring up the fifth round here because of what John Senning did. And he said, Drew's going to hate me for this pick. I think more than just Drew, John. John took Aaron Rodgers there. So that Rodgers gives you nothing with the legs. So it's just going to take a big passing year for Aaron Rodgers to justify this selection. This is about as high as I think he's going to go unless someone is a Packer apologist who wish Aaron Rodgers had never left or a Jets apologist. And John Senning is neither. He has Michigan roots and he loves the Buccaneers. So he takes Aaron Rodgers to start the fifth round. I think that was as much as anything, John looking at all the quarterbacks that had went off the board and saying, okay, I got to get myself one. He didn't have to do that because No quarterbacks were taken. No quarterbacks were taken after Rodgers for the next three to four rounds. So could someone else have taken Rodgers? Sure. But most of the other teams had their quarterback. We'll see if it works out for Drew Garabo Live. The Rodgers pick was followed by Keenan Allen, Miles Sanders, Calvin Ridley, Amari Cooper, Damian Pierce, Ken Walker, DeAndre Hopkins. I needed a running back here. I took Breece Hall. And of note, in this in a later round, I took Dalvin Cook to handcuff with him. Christian Watson then went with the last pick of the fifth round. By the way, on the wraparound, I got Ayuk in the sixth round and then added Darren Waller in the eighth round as a quality pass catcher. Later on, I got Zach Charbonnet. I like that. And I did stash Anthony Richardson with a 10th round pick. Now, let me see if I can find the nice man who wrote me about his draft that I wanted to talk about on the podcast. And you're saying, well, why weren't you scrolling while you were doing this? Well, I was looking at a lot of different things. So do I have it? Come on. Unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to find it for this podcast. Oh, and let me scroll for this one more time. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. I'm stunned. I cannot just simply locate this gentleman's email who wrote me with the results of his draft. He did it right around the change in day. And I would kick myself if I deleted it, because he gave me the green light to talk about it on the air. And I guess I should have. Don't give up on me. Don't give up on me just yet. Let me, while I'm scrolling, let me talk about what Bill Curry Ford did. I found it. Thank you very much. Okay. So the man's name is Allen. He had the 11th pick in round one, 12-team league, no PPR. Love it, Allen. And he even called it an outdated mandatory tight end league. Allen said, been listening for several years. Love the pod. Best of luck this year. Thanks and cheers. Allen in Jackson. Allen Hayes, Jackson, Mississippi. Allen, I'm sorry. I didn't have this pulled up, but here we go. So here's what Allen did with the 11th pick in a 12-team outdated mandatory tight end league. He went Diggs at 11. Then on the wraparound, he got A.J. Brown. Then, damn, look at you, Allen. You got Josh Allen with the 11th pick in the third round. Fantastic. You're going to have to email me back and let me know how many quarterbacks went in your league ahead of Josh Allen and where. I'm guessing Mahomes was gone. Hurts was gone. Did someone make the mistake of taking Lamar in front of Josh Allen? Did your run on quarterbacks come in the third round? The fact that you got Josh Allen with the 11th pick in a 12-team league in the third round is phenomenal to me. After you got, you stack him with Stephon Diggs and you have A.J. Brown. On the wraparound, he took Breece Hall in the fourth round. So there's his first running back. Then Brandon Ayuk in the fifth round, Rashad White in the sixth round. I don't love that. I hope that works out for you, but I don't love that. DeAndre Swift then at seven. I'm still looking for strength in a second running back. Gabe Davis at eight. Jamal Williams, there you go. Okay, that might be your, I think week one, and I know what I say, you draft your starters week one. Allen, you can write me back. Let me know who you start at RB2 in week. Well, heck, you have Breece Hall. Let me know who you start at running back week one, because some won't start Breece Hall because they're worried about him coming off the injury and the whole easing him back in. You have Rashad White. You have DeAndre Swift. You have Jamal Williams. Here's my guess. one of your two starters is going to be Jamal Williams week one. Then is it Okonkwo, the Titans rookie tight end, then Laporta, A-Chain? A-Chain might be very, very good. That'd be a gutsy start week one, but that's a good guy to have in your roster. Then the speedy Jalen Hyatt, then Michael Wilson, then they still play DST, Kansas City defense. Alan, thank you for listening out there in Jackson, Mississippi, and for your kind words. Let me know the answers to my questions about your draft, and I really appreciate it. Okay, last thing, Bill Curry Ford, Sean Sullivan, general manager of Bill Curry Ford, big supporter of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I've told you in the past about my car buying experience from Sean Sullivan. I'm still driving that same 2018 Ford Escape that I, the pre-owned that I bought from him now, coming up on 2 years ago. Sean Sullivan ponied up again. So not one, but both leagues, the winner of each league in the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast in a no entry fee league, the winner of each league will receive a $1,000 check from Bill Curry Ford, as they have done many times in the past. And for those of you saying, why didn't you say this in the first place? I would have come out and played because I wanted to teach you a lesson. I didn't want people to come out and play because of the money. I wanted people to come out and play because they wanted to come out and play. And I'm rewarding, via Sean Sullivan and Bill Curry Ford, those who did come out to play with no promise of anything other than a fun league and an enjoyable night that we had at Hooters. That's why. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters, with a big thank you to Sean Sullivan and Bill Curry Ford. Remember, you can share with me the details of your draft and ask me other week one questions at write.todd@yahoo.com. We'll talk to you next time.